This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, it is August of 2026 right now. And if you are a B2B executive sitting in your office, staring at your revenue projections and hoping for this like massive end of year spike in Q4, well, there is a pretty brutal temporal irony at play here.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very harsh reality.
Right. Because if you are just now starting to think about how to capture that fourth quarter revenue, you know, you are actually already way behind.
Yeah, we are looking at a commercial landscape today where the calendar is just completely unforgiving. I mean, reacting to the current month simply does not work for enterprise sales anymore.
It really doesn't. Which brings us to the mission of our deep dive today. We are going to deconstruct this highly specific, very structural, strategic blueprint from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Authored by Joe Medico, their director of client services, right?
Yes, exactly. And it explores the actual mechanics of why winning year-end enterprise contracts requires starting your Q4 pipeline building way back in June.
Which is counterintuitive for a lot of people.
Totally. And we are also diving into how businesses are supposed to survive the new, aggressively automated digital landscape of 2026. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Because waiting until autumn to build a Q4 pipeline is essentially like, you know, planting a vast vegetable garden in late fall and then acting entirely shocked when there is no harvest on the table by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, the math simply does not work.
The math is exactly where we need to start. We really have to move away from treating corporate-led generation as this reactive on-demand switch.
Like a faucet you can just turn on?
Exactly. A company can just flip when cash flow gets tight. Modern revenue generation is a precise mathematical equation. It's based on the actual realities of corporate purchasing.
And the blueprint calls the failure to understand that math the October illusion, which I think is a great term.
It is a great term, and the October illusion is this trap that catches an astonishing number of growth-focused executives.
Like they just don't see it coming.
Right. The assumption goes like this. A company realizes they are short on their annual revenue targets. So leadership authorizes this very aggressive, heavily funded marketing push in October.
Thinking it's going to save the year.
Yeah, expecting it to magically yield a wave of closed won revenue before the calendar year actually concludes.
But the source breaks down the actual B2B life cycle, and the numbers tell a very rigid story. The average B2B sales cycle requires a 60 to 120-day runway.
At minimum.
Right, at minimum. That is the baseline time it takes to move a commercial prospect from a first-touch inquiry all the way down to a finalized executive signature.
Let's actually walk through a scenario day by day to see why that October push just completely implodes.
Yeah, paint the picture for us.
So imagine a company spins up their major ad campaigns in early October. By mid-October, they finally get a high-intent lead. Now, that lead needs to be nurtured.
Right, you can't just close them on day one.
Exactly. You have to schedule discovery calls, which takes a couple of weeks because, you know, executives are busy. Now we are suddenly in early November.
Then comes the proposal stage, the back and forth negotiations, and suddenly we're staring down the barrel of late November.
Right. And what happens in late November?
Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving holiday hits the United States. Corporate momentum just completely halts. Then you hit December. Corporate budgets are entirely locked down.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's spending new money in December.
No one. Key decision makers are burning off their remaining vacation days. So that revenue opportunity you thought was going to save your fourth quarter,
it's gone.
It slides straight into Q1 of the following year.
But wait, I have to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah?
I have a software platform or like a premium service that objectively saves a company $1 million a month. You're telling me they are still going to drag their feet for 120 days.
It happens all the time.
Surely a highly motivated corporate buyer speeds up that timeline, right?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, you realize that in the world of high-value commercial contracts, the delay has absolutely nothing to do with the quality of your product or the buyer's motivation. Honestly, it is entirely about friction. We are talking about inevitable standard procurement processes.
The red tape.
Exactly. A motivated vice president still has to get your vendor contract through their legal department, their compliance officers, and their finance board. You simply cannot market your way out of a 60-day legal review.
That puts a massive spotlight on the calendar then. Mm. You are literally fighting corporate bureaucracy.
Mm.
So let's look at the alternative. If a company follows the Double Dome blueprint and actually starts in June, How does that pipeline mathematically change?
It changes everything because you are utilizing the dormant summer months.
The time when everyone else is taking a break.
Exactly. If you capture that same high intent lead in June, they enter an automated nurture sequence through July and August while your competitors are likely checked out or, you know, operating on summer hours.
You're doing the heavy lifting.
Right. You are delivering targeted case studies and building authority with that prospect.
So by the time September rolls around, that prospect isn't just discovering who you are. They are fully educated, they are pre-qualified, and they have already started socializing your solution internally.
Yep, they're doing the internal selling for you.
So by October, when the other guys are just starting to run their frantic ads, your prospect is already clearing legal.
And signing the contract in November, you secure the revenue in Q4, it's just math.
Okay, so timing is the first massive hurdle. But the source points out a secondary, perhaps even larger problem.
Oh, the landscape shift.
Yeah. Even if you get the timing perfectly right and you launch in June, the actual methods used to capture those leads have fundamentally changed. The old digital playbook is just shattered, which leads us into what the blueprint calls the 2026 AI slump.
The AI slump is reshaping search behavior entirely. I mean, traditional search traffic, the classic model of typing a query into a search engine and clicking through a list of blue links.
Right, the way we've done it for 20 years.
It is actively contracting. Conversational engines are now answering buyer queries directly on the results page.
So they don't even click on anything.
Buyers don't need to click through 10 different websites to research a vendor anymore. The AI simply tells them who the best vendors are.
And yet you still have companies out there casually dropping, what, $15,000 or $20,000 a month to rent temporary clicks from volatile ad networks.
It's insane. They are pouring money into search ads that are increasingly being clicked by bots and non-converting browsers.
Because the actual human buyers are getting their answers without ever clicking an ad.
Exactly. And the source notes that CEOs are just completely exhausted by this dynamic.
I don't blame them.
They are tired of the marketing fluff. They don't want to see vague reports on traffic spikes or impressions. And they definitely don't want another agency lecture explaining away bad performance because of some abstract algorithm update.
Right. They want a clear operational attribution standard. The demand is totally transparent now. It's like, I spent $50,000 in June and I closed $1 million in Q4. That is the only dashboard that matters now.
To achieve that, the blueprint states businesses absolutely must protect their ad spend via first-party data paths.
Let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Because first-party data paths can sound like, you know, heavy marketing jargon.
It can, yeah.
In plain English, instead of continually paying Google or Meta for the privilege of reaching an audience that those platforms own, you are building mechanisms to immediately capture a buyer's direct information.
Their email, their phone number.
Their specific business needs.
Right.
The second they interact with you, you own the communication channel.
You stop renting the audience and start owning the relationship. You insulate your business from whatever the ad networks decide to change tomorrow.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because continuing to rent those traditional broad match search ads right now is essentially like paying top dollar for a massive glowing billboard on a busy highway.
A highway nobody is driving on anymore.
Exactly. You are paying a premium for that visibility, completely ignoring the fact that all the drivers have already bypassed that highway using a brand new AI-navigated tunnel. You are paying for a billboard in a place where the actual buyers no longer exist.
And the scariest part of that AI-navigated tunnel is that there are no exits.
Wow.
Once the AI has determined its preferred answer to a buyer's query, it doesn't give the buyer 10 other options to browse. It gives them one or two highly definitive recommendations.
So if you aren't the vendor the AI recommends in that tunnel, you are just invisible.
Completely invisible.
So how does a company actually position itself inside this new AI tunnel? I mean, Double Dome's blueprint maps out a precise mid-year staging plan to solve this, right? Starting with how a company captures intent.
Yeah, the first directive in their staging plan is to stop wasting budget on broad, highly competitive industry keywords.
Right. So instead of a logistics company bidding thousands of dollars on a generic term like supply chain management, what are they supposed to do?
They need to isolate exact match conversational queries. They need to find the specific intent gaps used exclusively by major procurement heads.
Because they search differently.
Exactly. When a corporate buyer is looking for a $1 million solution, they don't search like a casual browser typing two words into a search bar. They use highly specific, problem-oriented language.
Give me an example of that.
They might search for something like how to integrate cold chain logistics APIs with legacy ERP software.
Right, something super granular. Mm. And by targeting only those highly specific long tail queries, you insulate your mid-year ad spend from bot fraud.
Yes, because bots and casual browsers do not search like specialized procurement officers. You filter out all the noise before you even spend a single dollar.
Which ensures that the traffic you do pay for is almost exclusively high value, human buyers actively looking to solve a complex problem.
Exactly. You're buying the right attention.
But capturing human intent is only half the battle now, because we still have to convince the AI that we are the best choice. That leads directly into the next phase of the staging plan, structuring information gain knowledge hubs.
This is crucial. AI search engines, platforms like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Anthropic's Claude, they do not evaluate websites the way the old search algorithms did.
Right, the old algorithms looked at how many other sites linked to you?
Yeah, backlinks and keyword density. But AI models prioritize platforms that demonstrate what is called verified entity authority.
And the key concept here is information gain. If your company's blog post just regurgitates the exact same best practices that can be found on Wikipedia or a competitor's site, the AI assigns it zero value.
Because it already knows that information.
Exactly. Information gain means you are providing net new, unique data. Proprietary industry surveys, raw metrics from your own client success stories, things the AI cannot find anywhere else on the web.
And you have to use the summer months, again, hitting that June timing, to compile this unique expertise into structured, machine-readable resource centers.
Because the AI needs time.
Right, yes. AI models are not instantaneous when it comes to learning new authorities. They need time to crawl the web, verify the proprietary data they find, cross-reference it, and actually index those assets.
It's a whole process.
It is. If you build these structured knowledge hubs in the summer, you give the large language models the historical confidence they need.
So that by the time autumn rolls around and a corporate client asks their automated AI system for a vendor recommendation, the AI confidently cites your business as the regional preferred answer.
Exactly. The AI has spent the summer verifying your unique data and now trusts your brand as the authoritative entity.
I have to ask, though, how does an AI practically decide your company is the preferred answer over a competitor who has been around just as long?
It's a great question.
Is it just a matter of having a higher word count on your website? Like, do you just need to write longer, denser blog posts?
No, not at all. What's fascinating here is it has absolutely nothing to do with arbitrarily increasing your word count or adding marketing fluff. It is entirely about technical formatting.
Technical formatting.
Yeah. Double Dome specifically achieves this verified entity authority by wrapping a company's case studies in machine-readable schema layers.
Schema layers. Okay, so we're talking about speaking the machine's native language. How does that actually work in practice?
Think of it this way. A human reads a case study and sees a paragraph that says, our software helped Acme Court increase their Q3 revenue by $2 million while cutting operational costs by 15%.
Right. A human understands the context instantly.
But an AI, however, has to spend processing power, parsing that natural language to figure out what actually happened.
But schema layers change that.
Precisely. Schema is a form of structured data code hidden in the back end of the website. It explicitly tags the information.
So it's invisible to the human reader.
Yep. You are writing code that says, client equals Acme Corp. Revenue increase equals $2 million. Cost reduction equals 15%. You are spoon-feeding the AI the exact clinical data points it needs.
Oh, wow. So if your competitor has a great case study, but it's just a wall of plain text, the AI might gloss right over it because it takes too much effort to parse.
Exactly.
But if your case study is wrapped in schema layers, the AI instantly recognizes the entities, the outcomes, and the metrics. It mathematically categorizes you as the most competent vendor.
You aren't just marketing to the buyer anymore. You are actively engineering data for the buyer's AI research assistant.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the pipeline so far. You have the timing down by starting in June. You are targeting the right human procurement heads with exact match queries to stop wasting money on bots.
Yep.
You have formatted your unique data with schema layers, so the AI recognizes you as the absolute authority.
The traffic is flowing and it is highly qualified.
But what happens when that human procurement officer actually clicks the link the AI recommended and your website takes like 10 seconds to load? Or what if they want to reach out? But your contact form asks for their phone number, their company size, their annual revenue, their job title. and their mother's maiden name.
You have just wasted all that June prep work.
Right. The AI can get them to your door, but it cannot force them to walk through it.
This is the fatal flaw for so many businesses, and it brings us to the final tier of the staging plan, optimizing the conversion architecture. This phase is about ruthlessly eliminating the friction that causes highly qualified traffic to abandon a site.
The blueprint specifically demands pruning bloated contact forms, which we all know are conversion killers. But it doesn't just say make the form shorter.
No, it goes much deeper than that.
It mentions integrating server-side lookup APIs. For someone who isn't an IT director, how does an API actually solve a marketing problem today?
A server-side lookup API works invisibly in the background to do the heavy lifting for the user. Instead of asking a prospect to fill out 10 fields on a form, you ask for one thing: their business email address.
Just the email.
Just the email. The moment they type Jane at acmecorp.com, the API instantly pings a commercial database in the background.
Oh, I see.
Within milliseconds, it pulls AcmeCorp's industry, their total employee count, their estimated annual revenue, and Jane's likely job title. It automatically populates all of that data directly into your internal CRM system.
So Jane only ever typed her email address, experiencing basically zero friction, but your sales team still gets a fully enriched, incredibly detailed lead profile.
Exactly. The goal here is to turn the website into an unloaded, high-velocity lead machine. You have done all this incredibly complex work to get the right buyer and the right AI to your digital doorstep.
You cannot afford to lose them because a form felt like a homework assignment.
No, you can't. You have to ensure the infrastructure captures every single available margin dollar heading into the second half of the year.
And this is where DoubleDome steps in to serve as the technical backbone for their clients. They emphasize replacing typical agency jargon, you know, all the talk about brand awareness and synergy, with clinical structural execution. No guessing games, just pure infrastructure.
It's a completely different mindset.
So what does this all mean? If I'm synthesizing the core takeaway for you listening right now, in 2026, business leaders do not need more miscellaneous web traffic. Traffic is just a vanity metric if your digital house is a mess.
It really is.
And corporate leaders certainly don't have the time or the budget for cosmetic guessing games. They need actual paying customers mathematically extracted from their digital assets.
True digital growth in this era requires a business to fundamentally stop playing catch up with the calendar. You have to engineer a technical funnel that turns these massive shifting search trends into predictable, scalable revenue.
It is a complete paradigm shift. To win Q4, you simply cannot react to the calendar in October. You have to respect the math of corporate purchasing. You have to account for that 60 to 120-day B2B sales cycle, understanding that a lead captured in the quiet days of June is the multi-million-dollar contract signed in October.
And crucially, you must build the machine-readable assets required to dominate the new AI search landscape.
Yes. You have to protect your ad spend from bot fraud using exact match intent.
And you must format your expertise with schema layers so the large language models confidently recommend you.
Which brings us to a final thought I want to leave you with, something to really mull over as you look at your own company strategy today. We have spent this entire deep dive talking about how to format your data so that a buyer's AI research assistant can read it and recommend you to a human procurement officer.
It's a huge step forward, but it raises an important question. Where does this trajectory actually end?
Exactly. If we are optimizing our websites for AI readers in 2026, it makes you wonder about 2028. Are we moving toward a near future where a vendor's AI salesperson is simply negotiating directly with a buyer's AI procurement bot, with absolutely zero human interaction until the final contract is signed?
That is a wild thing to think about.
Right. And if the machines are the ones doing the searching, the evaluating, and the negotiating, what does marketing even look like then? Get your infrastructure built today, because the machines are already making the shortlists.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at DoubleDome.com to set up a free consultation.